Welcome to the Gymea Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We're so glad you're listening to the pod and trust that this message encourages your heart and faith today. At GBC, we're all about partnering with God in the renewal and restoration of all things. And it's our hope that through these sermons, you'll discover the life-changing power of Jesus. If you'd like to join us in person or online or find out more, check out our website at gymeabaptist.org.au.
Good evening. I'm reading from Psalm 23, and it's the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hands up if you've heard that psalm before. Yeah, it's a pretty common one, isn't it? If you've been around any kind of Christian circle, you've probably heard it. And it sounds amazing, doesn't it? The sheep, we lack nothing. We have a shepherd who is giving us a place to lie down. It's comfortable. We've got water. We've got something protecting us. We're getting comfort. And it looks like we are winning. Where's my little thing? Lori? Lori? It's not coming. It's a bit sad. But with the time that it didn't, there it is, yes! We're winning. But the time when God reminded me of this psalm, I wasn't feeling like that. I was feeling a little bit more like this. Just kind of holding on, getting dragged along, feeling weary, wondering if I was even on any kind of path at all, really. It all seemed a little bit hard. And God reminded me of Psalm 23. Now, before I can kind of jump further into kind of how God revealed himself to me in this and the things that he's taught me through it, I need us to kind of step back a little bit, and I need to give you a bit of an agriculture lesson. Okay? I grew up on a farm. Now, on that farm, we did not have sheep, but we had goats. And I am aware that goats are not the same animal as a sheep. But I do understand a little bit of kind of animal behavior. So I did a little bit more research in particular, because I didn't want to tell you the wrong things, about sheep. So sheep, first of all, they're a herd animal. They want to be in with their family. They don't like to be by themselves. They want to be with their family. So they're a herd family. On top of that, when they have a shepherd and it kind of comes to the time of lying down, there's times when a sheep will not lie down. If that sheep is hungry or thirsty, it's not going to lie down. It's looking for food. It needs to be sustained. So it's not going to lie down if he's hungry or thirsty. That sheep is also not going to lie down if he is fearful or anxious of his surroundings. If he feels that there's some kind of predator around, he's not going to lay down, because that's a bad position to be in if you get jumped by an animal that wants to eat you. It's not going to end well. So they're not going to lay down if they're hungry or thirsty. They're not going to lay down if they're fearful or anxious about their surroundings. They're also not going to lie down if they are annoyed and bothered by little things like insects and bugs. They're going to like stomp their feet. They're not going to lay down because they're just a little bit annoyed. And they're not going to lay down as well if they're not getting along with the other sheep. The sheep will actually kind of butt at them. And I've seen this. I've seen it in animals where there's some kind of conflict. It's beyond my understanding. I don't speak sheep. But there's some kind of conflict, and it gets kind of moved away from everybody else. They kind of gets a little bit ostracized a bit, kind of has to slowly work his way back in. But he's not going to lie down if he's not getting along with the other sheep. And God kind of reminded me of that, and that kind of sounds a lot like us humans, doesn't it? We can't find that peace. We can't find that comfort, that green pasture. First of all, if we're hungry and thirsty, you can just ask my family. I get hangry. So physically wise, if I'm not hungry, if I'm hungry, you need to give me some food. But we as humans need that as well. Are there times as well that we as humans have actually felt fearful and anxious about our own surroundings? Worried about what the future holds? Are there times when we've been just a little bit annoyed by just something that just keeps nagging at us or bugging us? And have there been times when we maybe haven't been getting along with the other sheep? He makes me lie down in green pastures. Now, the shepherd, the goal is to look after his sheep, right? That's his job. He wants to look after his sheep. And I was also kind of going back to that and going, God, I'm feeling like I'm just going around in circles, and I definitely don't feel like I'm laying down in green pastures. And he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. And I thought, what do you mean you make me? When I was young, I've never said this to my own children, but I have definitely had it said to me. We were heading to grandma's house, and us in the back seat, we weren't always the nicest of passengers, the siblings and I, especially if they encroached upon my space. And I remember one time in particular, my mom turning around and saying to me, "Don't make me turn this car around." I kind of thought, somehow our behavior was going to force her to turn the car around and take us back home. I don't think we did turn the car around, but I'm not sure our behavior got much better. But I kind of thought, is that what you mean, God? And I kind of thought, the more I thought about that, I think in that situation, it's more of that the shepherd is seeking to make it so that we can lie down. That we're being compelled. And when I think of compelling, I think that it's like overcoming a resistance or an unwillingness. Those sheep had those resistances. They needed to be fed. They needed to have drink. They needed to feel safe. They needed to get along. They needed to not be annoyed. All of that the shepherd works on so that the sheep can lay down. So that they can overcome those resistances, that unwillingness. And God kind of said to me, Margie, you need to let me overcome those things. You need to yield those things to me. You need to yield that worry to me. You need to submit that fear to me. And I realized that that lying down is actually an action of trust. The sheep trusts the shepherd when it's laying down. He trusts that the shepherd has got his back, that everything's going to be provided for, that he's going to be safe. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Do you know in nature, water is life-giving. Every animal needs water. On a side note, a sheep needs 4 to 6 liters of water a day, just so you know. But everything needs water. And I think about the quiet waters when God describes it as quiet waters. Because in the natural world, everything needs water. So you know what? As a predator, that's not a bad place to be looking for feed. So when you go to get your water, you usually get in, get a drink, get out. But God says he leads me beside quiet waters. He leads me to waters that are of safety and life-giving and life-sustaining. He says, Margie, come and drink from me. Submit those things to me so that you could lay down and have your soul refreshed. Be rejuvenized, be re-energized, be reinvigorated. Because he is the shepherd. The good shepherd. He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. The shepherd shows, he influences the sheep's behavior along the right paths, and it's all for his name's sake. Do you know anyone who has looked at some sheep and gone, wow, those are some pretty clever sheep. Look at the path they picked. Those are some good sheep. Fantastic sheep. No, no one does that. What they do is they look at the shepherd. They look at where the sheep are and how they're cared for. And they're like, wow, look at that shepherd. Look how skillful he is. Look how he cares for his sheep. Look how he protects them. For his name's sake, it's all for the shepherd. And in that time when I felt like I was going around and around in circle, God gently reminded me, you know what, Margie? It's not about you. It's not about the sheep. It's about the shepherd. It's always been about the shepherd. I'm here, he says. Submit to me. Give it over to me. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, that time in particular that God really brought this to me, I wouldn't say I was walking through the darkest valley. But there are definitely times when I have felt that life has been uncertain. I've been unsure about what the next step is. Everything kind of feels a little bit dark and enclosed. Did you know as well that sheep don't like the dark? They don't like it. And they don't like it if it's, especially if they're having to go into a narrow space. Now, it makes sense. The reason they don't like it is because they're vulnerable. It's dark. They can't see the predators around them. It's dark, and if they're going into a narrow space, they can't see behind them. But the shepherd is there. He is there. His rod and his staff is there. His rod is there to protect, and his staff is there, and it does do some protecting, but it also, most of its job is to manage the sheep and to catch the sheep. So the shepherd is with us through that darkest valley when we feel like everything is really hard. Now, in that time when I was reflecting on this, I actually kind of sat in this psalm for about 3 weeks and kept reading it and reading it and rereading it, trying to get it into me. Because I felt like I was on that carousel being dragged around, going around and around in circles, not really on any path whatsoever. And Jesus reminded me, in John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." We have the opportunity to know that good shepherd. We get to know him. Now, I don't know if you ever noticed before, but if you read the first line of that psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And in that verse, "Lord" is spelled with all capital letters. And that "Lord," when you see it in all capital letters in your Bible, that was used kind of as the personal name of God of Israel. When the people of Israel heard that name, it was to remind them, this is the God of our ancestors, the creator, the God who is and who will be. And I had this light bulb moment. Jesus is the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, the one who lacks absolutely nothing because he created the entire world by just speaking. Everything is at his access. Because of that, I lack nothing. And it's not about me. It's about the shepherd. How he looks after me, all the things that he does. He makes me lie down. He leads me. He guides me. He refreshes me. He is with me. He protects me. He comforts me. It's all about the shepherd. Now, I want to challenge you. That first, if you don't know who this good shepherd is, maybe you've kind of been coming for quite some time and you've heard about Jesus and you have head knowledge about him, but you haven't kind of experienced what does it mean that he leads us, that he makes us lie down, then I want to encourage you to press into that. Ask God to reveal himself to you as to what does it mean that he is your shepherd. Now, for those of us who have been walking in our faith journey for quite some time, I want to encourage you because it doesn't stop. God brought this psalm, this foundational passage, you know, only within the past couple of years. Like, I've known it for a long time, but that's really impacted me just within the last couple of years. And the main reason why is because something just felt off. I knew that Jesus is the good shepherd, but I was wondering, where's the green pastures? Where's the quiet waters? Am I on the right path? And I realized we have to submit. Are we like that sheep? Are we hungry and thirsty, and that's why we can't actually lay down? Because God, Jesus says that he is the bread of life. Jesus says that he will give us a drink that will bring us eternal springs. So do you need to just sit in God's word for a bit? To be reminded to eat on this so that you can lay down? Or maybe it's something of that you're feeling very anxious and feeling very fearful about things that are out of your control. And God says, come, let me have them. Submit them to me, yield them to me. Because he is the shepherd. He lacks nothing. So I lack nothing. Maybe you're feeling as well that there's just something bugging you. There's just an annoyance that just keeps happening. And do you know the shepherd, he can't remove all the insects from the field. Doesn't work. He can't do it. He can't take those things away necessarily. But what he can do is that he can actually come and he can equip the sheep. He can anoint the sheep with oil, put oil on it to protect it from those insects. When they get a bite or an infection of some kind, they can come and they can help bring healing. So is there something that's bugging you that you need to just come to the Father and let him put some oil on it? Let him bring some healing. Or maybe you know that there's just something you're not getting along with the other sheep. And I would encourage you to ask God, what is it? Maybe there's some forgiveness that needs to happen, so that then we can lay down, because he's the good shepherd. Now, you may be feeling like you're in the darkest valley right now. It's hard to see the next step. Things feel dark and uncertain, and it just... But Jesus promised that he would send us the advocate. He would send us the Spirit of truth to be with you and in you. He has given us access to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us and with us. We're not on our own. And you're still probably going to be in that dark space, but there's comfort in knowing that God's got my back, that he's guiding me through it, that he's the good shepherd, making sure that I don't stumble and fall away. Because of who God is, I can lack nothing. Even in the times when things feel hard, I feel like I'm going around in circles, or I feel like I'm going through that darkest valley, He is still and always will be the Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I'm going to invite the band to come up. And I'm just going to pray for us. I'm just going to pray for God to reveal to each and every one of us if there is a space that you're feeling like you can't lie down or wondering where that green pasture is, seems elusive, or if you're in that dark valley. Going to ask God to come and meet with you now. Gracious Father, I just want to praise you and thank you that you are the shepherd. And because of who you are and because of what you do, we can come before you with confidence, knowing that you have got our back. Father, in those times when we feel like we're lacking, when we feel like we're lacking so much, we feel like we're lacking confidence. We feel like we're lacking peace. We feel like we're lacking patience. We feel like we're lacking just so many things. Remind us, Father, that you are the shepherd. The Lord is the shepherd. That you're my shepherd. That you're our shepherd. Help us to overcome those resistances and yield them to you so that we can lay down. Father, I just pray right now that you would just meet with each and every person here tonight, wherever they're at in their walk with you. I pray that you would just minister to them. Help them to know that you are the Good Shepherd. And because of that, we lack nothing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this sermon podcast. We hope you found inspiration and encouragement, and God used this message to speak to you. If you want to connect more with GBC, you can follow us on social media or contact us via our website. You can also get to know some of the people from our church community through the We Are The Church podcast. Real stories of real people sharing how Jesus has shaped and transformed their life. We pray you experience the transforming power of Jesus in your life and pray that God blesses you today.